Say Hello to Me episode number 1. Today is the 9th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Tracy. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Open That Door. Tracy Bryant is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The pool is beautiful, with a manicured garden, immaculately maintained, and a beautiful pool with a fantastic view of the city and its surroundings. Can I also say that the hotel is spotless and has such wonderful staff, so what can I say? I would not hesitate to return to one with 4 stars, but not this one. It is nowhere near the standard, even if the president is doing well. I rate the hotel as 3 stars, like most Kalayas, but it deserves so much more, and I have no doubt that it will be rated 3 stars for the rest of the year. The room has everything you need. It is probably the lowest rating I could give it, but it behaved and had everything I needed, and that was it. The bathroom has been modernized and is nice, with a good size shower, toilet and bidet, and the bathroom has been modernized. The pool was beautiful, the garden well maintained and spotless, the pool and pool house spotless. Can I also say that the hotel is spotless and well maintained, such wonderful staff, good food, good service and a great pool and pool house. The hotel, like most Kalayas, is classified as a 3-star hotel, but earns so much more that I would not hesitate to return to one with 4 stars, none of which comes close to that standard, even if the president is doing well. The rooms are probably the lowest rating you could give her. They have everything you need and have a great pool and pool house, great food and good service. I can say that I have the best bed and breakfast in the world, great service and good food. The room has everything I need. The bathroom has been modernized and is beautiful, with a good size shower, toilet and bidet. The pool is also beautiful, with the garden well maintained and immaculate and a well kept garden. Can I also say that the hotel is spotless and well maintained, so wonderful staff, great food, good service and great service from the staff. The hotel is classified as 3 stars, like most of Kalaya, but it deserves so much more. I would not hesitate to return to one with 4 stars and not to one that does not meet the standard that the president also aspires to. The room has everything you need. It is probably the lowest rating I could give it, and it has great views of the city, good views from the balcony, good lighting, good food and good service. I can say that I have a very good feeling for the hotel and its staff. They have everything I need and more. The bathroom has been modernized and is beautiful, with a good size shower, toilet and bidet, and it is upgraded to a very nice room with good lighting, good ventilation and good sound. In 1949, President Harry S. Truman signed a measure that raised the minimum wage from 40 cents to 75 cents an hour. Pan American Airways flew its first flight from New York City to Los Angeles on a Boeing 787-8 on July 1, 1949. In 1972, National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger declared that peace in Vietnam was near. Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne was in Shanghai for a G20 finance ministers summit, and he told us that global economic instability meant that this is a very bad time for Britain to take a huge economic gamble to leave the continent. Over the next few weeks, Cameron will only have to present his replacement contract as a done deal. And he's done. Then the Remain campaign will have a firm foundation that will make it difficult to break away from it. The Leave campaign has had a good start, with donations in the past 2 days taking the battle fund to just over £8,000. The Electoral Commission has been reduced in size, and the government has circumvented the possibility of judicial review by making all decisions subject to parliamentary approval. The government sees the campaign as a chance to play it whichever way it chooses, using the same tactics as the Remain campaign in the run-up to the 2014 general election. The decision on the appointment will be taken on the 14th of April, and the official referendum period will begin on the 1st of May, the official start of the campaign. The nomination period will start at the same time as the parliamentary elections, with a 2-week public consultation starting on the 14th of March. This means that the campaign will focus on the first week of May before it officially begins, and before much of the old media has even begun to understand what is going on. In March last year, we discussed the possibility of becoming a leading campaign, but not a single campaign organization had any plans, and two, maybe three left organizations were still fighting for leadership. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Tracy Bryant. Adios.